And what I'm going to ask you to do is stand up, and we'll tackle the first bullet point on the second group first. So describe the community in one line. Okay. So if you were to describe a community in a tweet, how would you describe it? I'm going to ask you to stand up and say it. So Anna, you have to go first.
My community is going to be young photographers and young professional photographers from Wolverhampton.
Okay, so young professional photographers in Wolverhampton.
Yeah.
Okay. Roxana, isn't it?
Yes. My community is going to be about poetry slam, which means it's going to be about poets and people interested in poetry and events like this.
That's an event, isn't it?
Yes.
So it's a community around that event.
Right.
Oh, that's good, yeah. Andy?
I'm working with Heddy, so don't speak for both of us.
Yeah.
Our community is going to be public sector workers whose jobs are under threat from the latest round of cuts.
In Birmingham.
Hiya. My community is going to be journalism graduates interested in fashion from the Midlands.
In the Midlands, okay.
My community is going to be West Bromwich Albion Football Club, either supporters or staff. I haven't quite decided between the two yet.
And I'm going to write about Birmingham volleyball community.
Volleyball?
Yeah.
Alright, brilliant, okay. Yeah. Sorry, I don't know your name.
Laura.
Laura?
Yeah. My community is going to be. It's a tribe in Kenya called Luyas.
Right.
So, Luyas abroad.
Right, okay. How do you spell that?
L-U-H-Y-A-S.
L-U-H-Y-R-S. Louis.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mine's probably going to be around the comic book enthusiast and creator community within the Midlands, but probably focused more tightly on Birmingham.
Okay.
Mm.
Devin?
My friend is going to be a community of couples planning their wedding from different parts of the world.
Okay, couples planning their wedding. Yes,
Simon? I'm going to work with Fanny, so it's going to be the elderly people interested in local history.
Even if it's a little bit hesitating.
In Birmingham or in
West
England?
Birmingham seems too vague. Too vague.
Too vague, so more specific than Birmingham.
Maybe, I don't know.
Right, okay. And sorry, I forgot your name.
Canlin, yeah.
Canlin.
My community is an online community mostly used by the Chinese students, especially the Chinese college students, for making friends and communication. Yeah.
In any particular location?
UK? No, in China, yeah.
Sorry?
In China.
In China, so.
But you can search, inside in UK, yeah.
Studying in the UK?
Yeah.
So Chinese students in the UK?
No. Just a Chinese student in China, but you can search the internet, search the website in UK, yeah. It's a Chinese website, yeah.
Okay.
Chinese language?
Chinese language, yeah.
Yeah.
Chinese language.
But the community,
yeah.
Are they physically in China or in the UK?
It's both used in UK and in China, yeah.
So, Chinese students in China and in the UK.
And the Chinese student in UK also can use that website, yeah.
Any other countries?
Pardon?
Chinese students?
Yeah.
In all over the world. Right, okay. So Chinese students all over the world.
All over the world, yeah. But most part is in China. And the language is Chinese, yeah.
Right, okay.
Those who work, own a business, or live in the Birmingham retail quarter, and those who visit it regularly.
Okay. Right. So I'd say immediate feedback. One of those communities I think is too small, and one is too big. Any votes for which ones those are?
Public sector cuts too big?
No.
Okay, it's just that's what we were discussing a lot
bigger
before.
One
than
that.
Okay.
Chinese students around the world.
Yeah. Public sector is about 50,000 people, so Chinese students around the world, that's a huge community.
Yeah.
So I'll come back to that. Which one is the smallest?
West Bromwich.
Oh, that's an easy sell. How many volleyball fans are in? But it isn't volleyball fans, but how many are there, do you think?
To be honest, not many of them.
Right.
That's the problem, because as you probably, most of you know, volleyball is not a famous sport in England. I would say not at all. That's why we struggle, because I personally belong to that community. I play volleyball.
Yeah.
And we don't have almost any supporters at all during our games. That's the problem. And I was thinking to broaden it up to the West Midlands community. There's much more teams which play in the different divisions, different leagues. And
how many teams?
Sorry?
How many teams, how many leagues?
Well, it depends. You've got regional leagues and the national leagues.
Right.
From the national league, you've got three divisions. Okay. Which are divided into the into districts, North District and South. But as I said, I would find like around 10 teams in West Midlands. But as I said, they're playing in different leagues, different divisions, and are spread all around the West Midlands. And I thought it might be quite difficult to get to every team and interview the players, the coaches, the supporters, the people who are involved in that sport.
Okay. Because I'd say, for a start, the number of teams in the West Midlands times the number of players per team will give you a base. It's probably not as small as you're making out. I still don't think it's the smallest. And I'm looking to see if the English Volleyball Association has any stats. This is obviously national, but...
The city council puts on like a fake beach in the city centre each year, and they usually have volleyball going on during that.
Well, yeah, I would like to make coverage of that as well. Mm. Everything which is related to volleyball,
Okay. So, any other nominations for smallest group? If there's an event, then it's going to be a big enough group, that's it. I'll go with journalism graduates interested in fashion.
I was going to say about
So first of all, you've got how many journalism graduates are there in the Midlands?
I have no idea.
Probably a few, but then how many of them are interested in fashion? I'll write about fashion. So in both those cases, you know, for the Chinese students, I'd recommend narrowing it down. A key question to ask would be, if you imagine one of those people, what do they search for?
Yes, it's just like a Chinese copy of Facebook, yeah? You can search people's name on the
right.
Yeah? But just like that, yeah.
Launching a Chinese Facebook is a huge, huge proposition, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't there already Chinese social networks like QQ and...
Not QQ,
Facebook
yeah.
itself.
Yeah, yeah. The website has its search engine, yeah? So you can search people on the website, yeah. No need the QQ or Google or something like that.
Because I would say, if I'm a Chinese student,
yeah,
and picking individuals, I'm a Chinese student in the UK, am I going to search for Chinese students worldwide or you know, what are they interested in? Is it going to be specific to their circumstance in the UK?
Yeah.
So, is it going to be better to target a particular country? Even Chinese students in China are going to be interested in very different things to Chinese students in France or the UK. So language is going to be an issue for people outside of China. You know, funding might be an issue. So they'll have different interests. So I'd probably narrow it down a bit further than that.
Yeah, you can search the real name, yeah? And you can search not only the real name, and the education background, and something, the location, and the birth, the date of birth, and something else. You can search the...
This is what you're proposing today?
Yeah, yeah.
Why?
Pardon, yeah?
Why? Why would you be searching for... dates of birth and things like that as a child.
Yeah, you can put your profile on the website so people can search you. Yeah.
Why would they want to find you?
I'm not sure. Yeah, something like to put their papers on the apply something, someone don't like it.
I think this is where that post strategy comes in quite useful, because you're starting with the tools and functions, you're starting with what that website can do,
yeah,
rather than what people can do.
Someone just found the other people have the common point with him. Just like the same cluster, the same date of birth, the same event.
So, but forgetting about what it can do, looking at your people, which might be Chinese students worldwide or Chinese students in English. I'm not asking you to answer this now, but I would start to think about, and this is what I would probably ask you all to do, is who are those people? It was the first question. The next question is, what do they need? And don't answer it now, but start to ask those questions, and then that will start to dictate what your website needs to do technologically. So,
in my website, just make a friend, or just look around what I did, what I have, some photos or articles or something out there.
Sorry, I can't
hear you very well. It's just the same function as Facebook.
That's what I'm saying. Forget about that.
Yeah.
Forget about what it does.
Yeah.
At this point, the first question is, who are the people? Which we've all answered. The second question that I want you to think about, don't say anything now, is just write down, what do those people need to do? So if I'm a Chinese student in the UK, what do I need to do? Don't answer it. Think about it.
Okay.
So journalism graduates interested in fashion, I would broaden that out. So it might be journalism graduates, or it might be journalism or aspiring fashion journalists UK-wide. Do you think there's a community there, either active or latent?
I don't think there's one that's really active at the moment.
If I could just interject for a second. We met last week with Chris Unit, who runs Created in Birmingham, and he was saying to us that was one area that he thought there was real opportunity in the world of fashion in Birmingham. He said that nobody has got a website or is blogging about it, and I just thought I would pass that along. He saw it as an excellent opportunity in the creative industries in Birmingham.
So broaden it out beyond journalism graduates to the fashion industry, for example, in Birmingham. Does that make sense? Okay, so we've covered, I think all of those, apart from those, I think those two are still good seeds of ideas, but it's looking a bit more classy at the people.
Can I just out of curiosity, how many Kenyan out of that tribe are there, like, outside of that tribe, like, how many travel overseas? Or?
I'm
okay, cool.
Yeah. I'm one of them.
I kind of guessed, but I was just like.
Okay, so I asked you to think about these other questions as well. So, who are the most prominent actors in that community? This is down here. So, I'm just thinking in terms of going back, communities of interest, so fashion is an interest. Got a couple of communities of location, communities of circumstance. Chinese students would be a circumstance. Planning a wedding would be, and also a shared objective. So the next question was, who are the most prominent actors in that community? I'm not going to ask you that now, but you should have some idea who are. So Chris Unit, for example, would be someone for that. He's not necessarily active in the fashion community, but he's a good person to speak to find out who he is. Heddy, you were telling me about the unions in terms of an actor in that community, and there will be union reps, obviously, things like that. What resources does the community draw on is the next question. So are there already forums for this community, or social networks, or blogs, mailing lists?
physical meetups, events. So the Poetry Slam is a great example of that. And then this is what I want you to think about now specifically. What does it want to achieve? What does that community want to achieve? And what does it lack or need? Okay? So I'm just plant that seed for a moment. That's what I want to talk about in a minute. Is there anyone who hasn't identified prominent actors and resources for their community? Yeah, so key people and key tools and places, if you like. So Poetry Slam is a key place, or key event. Anna?
I can think about resources, but I've got a problem to identify the prominent actors, to be honest.
Okay. Actually, it's just occurred to me, what I'm going to be doing this afternoon with the TV people is looking at finding contributors and communities online. So if you're struggling to find prominent actors or resources for communities, it might be worth coming to 2:11 at 1 o'clock for that session, and I'll be going through that. Yeah. Anyone else got any questions on that issue?
Right. Is it better to reach out to them right now or to have something running and then approach them?
No.
No.
The thing about community is that it takes time. You know, relationships take time. So the earlier you start, the better. You're not going to be accepted and an alpha user in any community overnight. And you won't be able to do certain things until later on. So you need to start making connections, relationships, and contributing to these communities as soon as possible. You should be doing it already. Yeah. And if that community doesn't have a presence online, then start to make those connections yourself. You should be able to find people for a start, and then the next step would be to create something yourself. Yeah. So what I want you to do now is that those areas of what does that community want to achieve and what does it lack or need. In groups of three, so that at least there's more than one group, if that makes sense, because a couple of you are in pairs. Just talk to each other about the answers to those questions. What the community wants to achieve and what it lacks or needs. Yeah. And I'll circulate. And that should start to dictate what you're going to do. Yeah. So we've identified people, now we're moving on to objectives. Okay? Thank you.